you'll see here tonight may be playing on a major league team in just a couple of years. So be prepared for one of the finest baseball games you've ever seen. So from your friends at Shively Electric, enjoy a wonderful evening here at Catholic Park, home of the Pulaski River Turtles.
Welcome back into Calfee Park here in Pulaski, Virginia, as it is the Greenville Flyboys and the Pulaski River Turtles squaring off for game two of this two-game set. It was the Flyboys winning a night ago in this same stadium, 9-5 after a big-time three-home run inning brought to you by the bats of Dylan Jackson, Brady Francisco, and Avery Ortiz, pushing the Flyboys to 8-5 and first in the Western Division, and Pulaski at 6-8 in the bottom of the East. So let's go through your Flyboys lineup tonight. Brody Johnson leading things off. Avery Collins batting second. Avery Ortiz will be batting third. Nick Arias batting fourth. Max Knight in the five spot. Dylan Jackson in the six hole. Paul Taylor, Tyler Inge, and Micah Jordan both back in the lineup tonight. And for the River Turtles on the mound, it will be Ryan Redmond. And defensively behind him, Labello in left, Austin in center, Winkelbleck in right, Kinneberg at third, Jaslov at short, Toole at second, Holtz at first, and Cook behind the plate. The defensive alignment for the River Turtles. It is another beautiful day here in Pulaski, a little hot, 88 degrees, partly cloudy, 3 mile per hour wind out to center field, 7 o'clock start time. Home plate umpire will be Jalen Jarvis tonight, and in the field, David Ortiz, as we are about set for first pitch, and here is Brody Johnston to lead things off for the Flyboys. Brody was 0 for 4 yesterday, reached on an error. As we're about set for some more baseball, the Flyboys season looking to win their first series since the beginning of the year when they swept Elizabethton in that two-game set. They've tied the next four series as Brody takes down low for ball one. Jared Miller, the third base coach, first base coach Joe Elias. 1-0 pitch to Johnston, misses outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Here is the 2-0. Johnston takes strike one from Redmond. Ryan Redmond, number 30, right-handed pitcher, 6'4" from Harftown, Pennsylvania. Goes to school in Pennsylvania as well. Here is the 2-1 pitch. Misses inside. 3 balls and a strike to Brody Johnston. Redmond has struggled this year with his fastball and first pitches. It's been and high average when batters decide to swing at the first pitch they see, and it's been a heavy amount of fastballs. 3 balls and a strike, and it's in the dirt and to the backstop. Brody Johnston starts off the day with a walk, and he's at first. So now it's Avery Collins, who did not play yesterday and, in fact, was listed on the rosters as the backup catcher a day ago for Pulaski, as they were down to one catcher on the roster. Their new catcher has arrived, so Collins is back as a Flyboy after a day in the life of a Pulaski River Turtle. 2 years. He's played here all 3 years the Appalachian League has been this college summer league. First pitch to Collins on the ground into right field. A base hit. Johnston is going to be waved to third. The throw from right field is on the money, but not in time. First to third goes Brody Johnston. And the Flyboys have two straight base runners to start the night. 85-mile-per-hour changeup on the outside corner that Collins was able to rip into right field. And now it's Avery Ortiz, who had a two-run home run in yesterday's contest. Ortiz is the DH tonight after playing second base last night. 206 batting average, 731 OPS. Ortiz has gotten his power swing going in the last few games. Couple extra base hits and that home run. And he hits the ball hard and hits it often. Ortiz takes the first pitch for strike one. 0-1 to Avery Ortiz from Oklahoma State. Collins at first, Johnson at third. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. The pitch to Ortiz. It's an off-speed pitch that he waves and misses below his knees, and it's no balls and two strikes to Ortiz, the DH. Some shadows across the field, mostly covering left field, and it kind of opens up in right and center. Most of the infield in the shadows. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to Ortiz, hit in the air. And out of play. A series tie against Danville, a series tie against Tri-State, a series tie against Kingsport, and a series tie against Bristol. Flyboys looking for their first series win since the first of the year against Elizabethton. Ortiz fouls it away right to the on-deck circle. Stays alive 0-2 to the three-hitter under manager Jack Wilson tonight. Wilson instructs Ortiz. He steps back into the box. Down 0-2. First and third. Nobody out on top of the first inning. Here is the pitch. Fouled away. Still 0-2. Long fight here for Avery Ortiz. Pitch number 6 is upcoming. It's been a long inning already. Seeming like it's going to be a long inning for Redmond on the mound. Ortiz yanks this one high and foul. Still 0-2, now pitch number 7 in the at-bat, as we're going to have a stoppage as the ball has found its way onto the field. Third base coach Jared Miller jogs over, picks it up, throws it back in the dugout. Nobody out still. Johnston worked a walk, and Avery Collins singled, moved him all the way to third. Runners at the corners, pitch to Ortiz, misses low, and it's 1-2. Doesn't get much easier with Arias on deck, who has a .253 average leading the team, and Max Knight on deck, who's been hitting the cover off the baseball recently. 1-2. That one's popped up shallow center field. The second baseman's out to make the catch. Tagging is Johnston. The throw to the plate is on a hop, and Johnston will score. So a shallow pop fly to center field. It was the second baseman, Toole, who went back to center to make that catch. And it was a tough angle to put anything on that throw home. It was on target, but Johnston was able to get under the tag. And that's a play as the center fielder may, if he could have gotten there, had a much better angle to throw that home, as all of his momentum is already heading there instead of the second baseman backpedaling. Nonetheless, it's 1-0 after an Avery Ortiz sack fly. And now it's Nick Arias, takes ball one in the dirt. Runner at second, one away, a run already in. It's Collins over there at second. Arias takes fastball for strike two. Arias swings and misses. Count now 1-2 to Nick Arias. Arias had a double yesterday, playing second base tonight. 862 OPS. Behind the count, 1-2. Collins is second. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it away. Some interesting dimensions here at Calfee Park. 301 to right field, but a big green monster. Then 356 to right center, 405 to left center, 330 to the left foul pole. Arias back up the middle, off the pitcher's glove. Going to be a tough play for Tool. Charges, throws, and still in time to get Nick Arias. And there's two away. So now there's two down with Collins at third, and here's Max Knight. Knight had the hardest hit ball, even with all those home runs yesterday, and his single late in that game. 102 off the bat, and he's got some pop, and he showed it in batting practice today. He was hitting baseball after baseball out of this ballpark, and it's a left-handed hitter-friendly ballpark with that 301 wall in right field. First pitch to Max Knight. Outside, one ball, no strikes. It is fun watching him take batting practice. Here's the pitch. Knight waves and misses at a nice pitch outside. It dipped away from Knight, and it's a ball and a strike to the Oklahoma State two-way player. One-one. Misses inside to Max Knight, so it's two balls and a strike. So impressive how he can pitch two innings to start a game and head right to right field in the next game and continue to throw the baseball with some velocity from the outfield as that's fouled away off the hands of first base coach Joe Elias, and the count is even at 2-2. Dylan Jackson waits on deck. Another guy who had three RBIs yesterday and a big home run as well his first of the year. He's swinging a very hot bat. Two balls, two strikes. Avery Collins waits at third. Two away. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, 3-2. Full count pitch from Redmond. Way inside. It gets away. Collins does not run, and that was a smart decision with a short backstop. And Max Knight takes his base. Runners at the corners with two away as it's Dylan Jackson stepping in. Dylan Jackson, who has seen his average climb an entire point and some change at 259 now. He struggled to start the year but has really found his power stroke. Home run and seven RBIs this season. And has, I believe, five of them in the last two games. Runners at the corners, two away, one run already in. Pickoff to first, Knight's back safely. It's Collins at third, who's singled Johnston to third. First two men reach base in this inning for the Flyboys, and then a sack fly to shallow center field by Avery Ortiz. Score Johnston. That one runs inside. They are going to say it didn't hit him, and coming in to score is Avery Collins, and it's 2-0 Flyboys. It looked like it may have gotten Dylan Jackson, but it umpire behind the plate, Jalen Jarvis, says it does not. It did not, and it goes all the way to the backstop. Collins got a good read on it, slides in safely, feed first, and the Flyboys lead 2-0. So now a runner at second with two away for Dylan Jackson. Redmond comes set, takes a look at Knight at second base. Slide steps home inside. Two balls, no strikes to Dylan Jackson. Big swing and a miss. That ball did not hit his bat. It's a live ball. It goes all the way to the backstop, and heading to third is Max Knight. And now Bill Kindenberg is going to come out and argue that that was a foul ball. And now they're going to go talk to it. Ortiz and Jarvis. And they're going to say it's a foul ball. So heading this back to second is Max Knight. So two balls, one strike to Dylan Jackson. Max Knight returns to second base, still in scoring position. Two runs already in, and what has been a now 29-pitch inning, as the 29th pitch is on the way from Redmond. Swing and a miss from Jackson. Two balls, two strikes. Knight at second. Two runs already in. One on the sac fly, one on a wild pitch. 2-2. Jackson hits it high in the air, but just got under it. Left field, and making the catch is Labello to retire the side. The Flyboys offense stays hot. They score two in the top of the first inning. We're underway here in Pulaski. Bottom of the first inning, the Flyboys start off with a 2-0 lead after a sac fly wild pitch scored two. Zach LeDuc will be on the mound, his third appearance of the year. And defensively behind him, Paul Taylor in left field, Micah Jordan back in the lineup and back in center field. Max Knight in right, Brody Johnson at third, Tyler Inge at short, Nick Arias at second, Dylan Jackson at first, and the catcher for LeDuc, Avery Collins. And in the lineup for the River Turtles, leading things off will be Jordan Austin. Jordan Austin went 2-for-5 yesterday. Two hits coming off of the Flyboys bullpen as Kyle Boddy struck him out three times on nine pitches, as that's line foul. batting .348 on the year. The lineup for the Turtles: Jordan Austin, Noah Toole, Austin Jaslove, Alex Altman, Joe Kinneberg, Jonathan Holtz, Austin Winkelbleck, Connor Cook, and Nick Labello. Two runs on only one hit in the top of the first inning for the Flyboys. Second pitch misses up high from Zach LeDuc, who's back in the transfer portal. One-one, fouled away. A wide delivery from Zach LeDuc, stretches out before he fires to the plate. Slide step, and that fastball heads all the way to the backstop. So one ball, two balls, and two strikes to leadoff man Jordan Austin, center fielder, in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. In the air on the 2-2 pitch, shallow right field. Max Knight calls off Nick Arias in shallow right field, makes the catch, one up, one down. So it's Noah Toole, who was 1-for-5 yesterday, batting .200 on the year, the second baseman who made that play in shallow center field in the top of the first inning, but was not able to throw out Brody Johnston, tagging from third to give the Flyboys their first of two runs in that inning. Pitch was in the dirt. Check swing. They'll check with Ortiz. He did not go. And Avery Collins got a little banged up on that bounce in the lower region. Outside, 2-0. Two-oh finds his own, 2-1. Two-one coming from LeDuc, way inside in the backstop, and it's 3-1. On the ground, a first. Jackson with a hop makes the catch, takes it to first himself. Three unassisted, and there's two away. So two straight retired to start the bottom of the first inning, and out Austin Jaslove, who did not play yesterday. Jaslove swings and misses at the first pitch. 6'2" righty from Knoxville, Tennessee, plays at Arkansas State. No balls, one strike to Jaslove. Here's the pitch from LeDuc. Slider misses low. A ball and a strike. Slider came back as it froze Jaslove. He spun away, and it ended up a lot closer than it looked initially with that big late break on the slider from LeDuc. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another off-speed. He's thrown three of them in this plate appearance against Jaslove. And now it's two balls, two strikes. Back on the mound. LeDuc works pretty quick. He steps back. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. Went fastball up on Jaslove. Count remains at 2-2. Two-two. fouled away. Went with another big off-speed pitch. Slider, curveball, slider, changeup, and is at bat, and that's another curveball on pitch number six to the three-hitter Jaslov. Outside, and it's a full count. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss. Jaslov down on strikes, and a good inning from Zach LeDuc to start things off. After the first inning, the Flyboys ahead of the Turtles, 2-0. Paul Taylor leads things off for the Greenville Flyboys, up 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. Taylor, Inge, and Jordan, 7-8-9. Taylor pokes this one into left center field. Back the center fielder at the wall, and it bounces off the wall. Extra base hit for Taylor. He is heading to third. Throw is cut off, and Paul Taylor will be safe at third with a sliding triple, and he is fired up looking at the Flyboys dugout. Paul Taylor starting to get his back going in the last few games. Had a double yesterday, now with a triple today. And here's Tyler Inge with a chance at an RBI. Nice piece of hitting for Paul Taylor just as we got back on air. First pitch of the inning, just poked it to left center field. Not too hard of a swing. Great contact. Now he's at third to lead things off. And now Inge into left center field. That one is down, a base hit. A run will score. Tyler Inge drives in Paul Taylor. And it's 3-0 Flyboys. So now Tyler Inge comes through with an RBI. He's 1-for-1. And Micah Jordan steps in, who didn't play yesterday. Inge at first. Jordan with a .333 batting average on the air. He shows bunt. The pitch skips in front of the plate. Going to second is Inge as it gets to the backstop. Micah Jordan against breaking balls this season is 5-for-16. And he is struck out in 7 of those 16 at-bats on breaking balls. And only put in play 8 of them. 143 on the fastball, but a slugging 571, and that's because of those two home runs that Jordan hit one in that blowout game against Bristol. Jordan lines this one into left field. It is foul. Very talented recent high school grad going to Virginia Tech next year, Micah Jordan. Count is 1-1 to Jordan. Such a luxury to have a guy of his caliber at the 9 spot in this lineup. Jordan, soft liner into center field. A base hit. Inge had to stop. He will be held at third by third base coach Jared Miller. And it's runners at the corner. Still nobody out. Three straight base hits for the Greenville Flyboys in the top of the second. Jordan runs. That ball is hit well into left field off the bat of Brody Johnston, and gone! Brody Johnston, a 3-run home run, and the Flyboys continue the home run derby here in Pulaski. So Brody Johnston now joins the show after the Flyboys had 3 home runs yesterday. This one, a 3-run home run, his second of the year. And it's 6-0. So after all of that, now it's the two-hitter Avery Collins, who is 1-for-1. Collins takes ball one. Brody Johnston with the second home run of the year as Collins swings and misses. Let's take a look at that distance for Brody Johnston. 382, so it's the shortest of the four. Didn't look like he hit it off the barrel. 98, though, off the bat. As Collins takes strike two. He was hitting them far and well in batting practice. He hit one off the light in left field and over the clubhouse. The away clubhouse out over the left field fence in batting practice. Collins lines out to the third baseman, Kinneberg, as he just kind of pushed his bat by. And now it's Avery Ortiz. So Ortiz is 0-for-1, he's 0-for-0 still with a sacrifice fly in his first at-bat. Takes ball one. Ortiz rolls over, but foul. Some great hands over there by Jared Miller at third base. One ball, one strike. Ortiz late on the fastball, fouls it away. 43 pitches through an inning and a third. One 1-2 pitch to Ortiz, outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes, still only one away in this inning. It got started with a Paul Taylor triple. Tyler Inge singled him home, and then Micah Jordan singled. And then a Brody Johnston 3-run home run, scored all three. fouls it off himself, does Avery Ortiz. Stays alive, 2-2. It's a hitter-friendly ballpark. You would assume that it would be all these lefties hitting home runs, but all four home runs have been righties, and there's not a lot of options for lefties to hit home runs because there's only one in the lineup every day in Max Knight. Ortiz pulls this one into left field. Great display of pulling his hands in on a fastball up and in. So Ortiz is on with a base hit. And another runner reaches base for the Flyboys. Hit number 6 in 2 innings for Greenville. And now it's Nick Arias, who's 0 for 1. And that will do it for Ryan Redmond, who comes out after giving up 6 runs in the first inning and a third. Ortiz is at first. Arias will be at the plate when we come back. New pitcher for the River Turtles, it's Gavin Bradley from Jacksonville, Florida. Right, he's 6'6", Florida State College at Jacksonville. It is 6-0 with one away in the second inning. Brody Johnston, 3-run bomb in this inning, along with a Paul Taylor triple and an RBI from Tyler Inge. First pitch to Nick Arias is low to 1-0 as it's Ortiz at first base after his single into left field. 6 hits already, 6 runs for the Flyboys. Second pitch, misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Arias, Knight, and Jackson, the only hitless Flyboys through an inning and a third. Pickoff to first. And a good throw may have made that one interesting, but it was skipped up. Nice pick at first base, and Ortiz is safe. Pitch up and away. Catches the inside corner to Arias, so it is three balls and a strike. Three-one to Arias is left center field. It's lifted, and it's going to be off the wall. Ortiz will be waved home. He will score. Arias is on his way to third. No throw, and he is upstanding with the triple, the second of the inning. It wasn't hit all that hard, but it just kept going into left center field. And a triple for Nick Arias will score the run from first, and it's 7-0. Runner third, here's Max Knight as he takes ball one. And now Knight takes strike one. One Knight takes in the dirt. Five runs in the second inning for the Flyboys. It's 7-0. And now it's only Knight and Jackson who are hitless, and Knight has already reached base with a walk. So it's only Jackson who has not reached base in this lineup, and there's still one away in the second inning. Pitch to Max Knight in the dirt to the backstop and right back to the catcher. So holding at third is Nick Arias. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Max Knight. Takes ball four, first and third with one away. And now Dylan Jackson's up, and he's the only man to not reach base for the Flyboys. And Dylan Jackson had a two-run home run yesterday, and now we're going to have a mound visit by pitching coach Ted Power. Fans craving pizza? Look no further than Pizza Inn in Greenville, America's hometown pizza place since 1958. Handmade daily with fresh dough, original thin, and original pizza buffet. Located at 275 East Andrew Johnson Highway. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Flyboys are also sponsored by Benchmark Physical Therapy. Looking for top-notch physical therapy? Look no further than Benchmark Physical Therapy. Call 423-638-1111 or visit Benchmark Physical Therapy's website for more information. So Ted Power heads back to the dugout, the pitching coach for the Turtles. First and third, five runs already in, one away here in the top of the second inning. It's 7-0 Flyboys. Pitch. Jackson, big swing and fouled it away. Just off the tip. RBIs from Arias, Inge, Johnston, and Ortiz. Johnston now up to 13 RBIs on the year. First and third, night runs. Jackson takes strike two, no throw to second, and it's a free stolen base on catcher's indifference for Max Knight. No balls, two strikes to Dylan Jackson. He's got two runners in scoring position. It's Arias at third and Max Knight at second. Jackson, the only man not to reach base in the Flyboys lineup. Pitch. He punches this to first. It will score a run. The toss to the pitcher is in time. And it's 8-0 as Jackson has another RBI. And that makes it 5 in the last three games. So now it's Paul Taylor, who tripled his last time and first time at the plate. He led this inning off with a triple. He's batted around here in inning number two. It is 8-0. The one ball, no strike pitch to Taylor misses high, 2-0. Pitch. Here is to Taylor into left field and down, a base hit. And Paul Taylor with his second hit of the inning, he will stay at first with a single. And it's 9-0 Flyboys. So Tyler Inge, who drove in Paul Taylor after his triple, takes ball one. He's at first. There's two away in the second inning, and it's 9-0 Flyboys. Inge takes outside. Pitch. Inge fouls it away. Two balls and a strike, and a 9-0 Flyboys lead with two outs in the second inning. Inge reaches, high hopper to second, takes the short hop, throws to first, and got Inge barely to finally retire the side for Pulaski. The Flyboys strike with 7 in the second inning. They bat around and some change. 9-0, we head to the bottom of the second inning. Alex Altman will lead things off for the River Turtles, who now trail 9-0. And what a lead for Zach LeDuc to come out for the second inning under. Flyboys scored 2 in the first and then 7 in the second. 3 of them thanks to a 3-run home run by Brody Johnston. Altman takes the first 2 high. It's 2 balls, no strikes. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Fouled away. 2-2 to Altman. We'll see if this changes up the pitching rotation plan today. They want to save some arms for tomorrow, let LeDuc kind of throw as much as he can. Who knows, maybe we'll see Avery Collins back on the mound today. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch misses low, so leadoff walk for Altman. Flyboys led 9-1 yesterday. A 4-run eighth inning for the Turtles, kept it close, but ultimately not able to complete a miraculous comeback it would have been. Yeah, they're going to need another one tonight, but they've got some more time to chip away. Check swing, yes he did. Kinneberg went around. 0-1 to Joe Kinneberg from Arkansas Tech. Fouled away. No balls, 2 strikes to Kinneberg, the third baseman. 245 average, 724 on base plus slugging. Bo 2 to the backstop. Bounces back to Collins, who will chuck it down to second. The play was very close for a pitch that hit the backstop. Not in time, though, and runner at second base with nobody out. One ball, 2 strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. One, two to third. Tough hop to Johnston, makes the play, and there's one down. So Jonathan Holt comes up for the first time today. He had a home run to, at the time, cut the lead to 1. It was 2-1 after he hit the home run, and it was the first hit, base runner, and run of the day for Pulaski. First pitch from LeDuc misses inside, ball 1. The pitch, Holt takes strike 1. Lower inside corner to get the call. Ball and strike. LeDuc's just got to throw strikes for as long as he can before they pull him now with this 9-0 lead. 1-1 in the dirt. Nice block behind the plate by Avery Collins. On the ground to third. A nice play from Johnston, but then he loses it. And Holt will reach. And it'll be an infield single. Tough play there from Johnston, who made a great grab on a tough hop, but lost it right after. So it's first and third with one away. First hit of the game for Pulaski. Runners to the corners for Winkelbleck. Winkelbleck was 1-for-3 yesterday, and that one heads to the backstop off the net. Runner will advance to second, but not from third, and he would have had a good chance to score. It's tough to read on this short backstop. It's a hard bounce off of the backstop right behind home plate, but it hit off the net, and that would have been an easy run, but instead, tough read. Stays at third. Second and third.
One away.
Outside 2-0. So some command issues for Zach LeDuc in the first two innings, which was not what we've seen in the first two outings for LeDuc. He's a strike thrower. Not going to blow it by anyone, but uses his off speeds effectively, pitches backwards a lot of the times. Outside corner, he finds it, or strike one. Line. What a stop at first base. It'll score a run, but Dylan Jackson, off one hop, lunging towards the foul line, makes the catch, and there's two away. A run will score. It's 9-1. But an outstanding play by the catcher by trade, Dylan Jackson, who's been playing first base. So 9-1, runner at third, two away. First pitch is in for strike one. In the dirt, blocked up well by Avery Collins, saves a run, and it's 1-1. Fouled away, and it's one ball, two strikes. One, two to Connor Cook. Sounded like the bat broke. Slow roller to short. Inge throws to first in time. Nice play by the future Wolverine to end the inning. After two, it's 9-1, Greenville. Micah Jordan will lead things off in the third inning. 9-1 is our score. Last time the Fly Boys were at the plate, they brought home 7 and batted around. Plus a couple more ABs after Paul Taylor. Actually, one more. It was Tyler Inge last out. Taylor, or Jordan, takes strike one. Ball, no strikes to Micah Jordan. One and one. Swing and a miss from Jordan on a pitch low, and it's 1-2 to the 9-hitter for the Flyboys. Pitch, swing and a miss. So Jordan's down on strikes to start inning number 3. And there's one away for the top of the lineup. And here is Brody Johnston, who walked his first time in the first inning. And a 3-run home run, 386 feet in his second at-bat in the second inning. And let's see what he can do here with his third in the third. Still Bradley on the mound. Johnston fouls it away off the end of the bat. Johnston pops this one up, center field, just got under it. Center fielder makes the catch, and there's two away. And now it's Avery Collins, who's 1-for-1 with an RBI. Rather, 1-for-2 on the day. Xavier Ortiz, who's 1-for-1 with the RBI, and Collins swings and misses. Collins singled in the first inning. Got Johnston to third. And then it was Ortiz who brought him home with a sack fly. This is now Collins' third at-bat of the year. 0-1 up high. 2-1. 1-1. One floats back into the strike zone. 1-2 to Avery Collins. Bradley comes set. Kicks and fires outside, and it's 2-2. Pitch. Collins, hard ground ball to first. Blocked up. Toss to the pitcher in time, and a 1-2-3 inning for Bradley in the top of the third. 9-1, the Flyboys lead. Nick Lobolo leads things off here in the bottom of the third inning. Flyboys leading 9-1. First pitch, line into right field. Knight will let it drop for a base hit. So a leadoff single for the River Turtles. And now it's the top of the lineup. It's Jordan Austin who's 0 for 1. LeDuc slide steps on the ground to first and foul. Jordan Austin from Lee Summit, Missouri. Hits this one through the open gap by second base into right field, and now it gets by Max Knight. The runner will get to third. Austin's heading to second. The throw from Knight is not in time. So it is a single and an error by Max Knight. Second and third with nobody out. Leads the spots to be the Flyboys. You got to stay focused. You're up by nine early, now up by eight. And it's a lot of time for a team to chip away. So second and third with nobody out. For Noah Sewell. Pitch. Misses inside. Ball, no strikes. On the ground, foul, and towards the River Turtles dugout. Good crowd here tonight in Pulaski. Very beautiful stadium. As the sun starts to set. Pitch. Tool on the ground. It's going to go into right field, a base hit. They will hold the runner as Knight has a cannon, and that's going to bounce over Avery Collins, and now a runner gets to second base, and that's going to be two straight errors on Max Knight. And both have allowed a runner to get to first and second. One on a fielding error, and now on a throwing error in right field. And it's 9-2. So AC is going to go out and talk to LeDuc, who has given up three hits on two of them being on some weak contact, and then they've gotten free 90s on errors by Max Knight. So they'll give only one error to Max Knight. They'll say he advanced on the throw that got by Avery Collins. One ball, no strikes to Austin Jaslov. Popped up and out of play. One ball, one strike. LeDuc now at 49 pitches, 28 strikes through two innings. Giving up two runs. Popped up again and out of play. Ball and two strikes. LeDuc fires to the plate on the ground. Diving stop at short and in and out of the glove of Hinge. A run will score, and it's first and third with nobody out. 9-3. So the lead becomes more and more uncomfortable for the Flyboys as the Pulaski River Turtles chip away. One last inning and now two in the third, making it 9-3. Altman at the plate, take strike one. Ball and a strike now to Altman. Two balls and a strike now to Altman. Altman walked his first time. First and third, nobody out. And misses outside. And now it's three balls, one strike, and LeDuc's running into some trouble. And free bases are not on the list of what he wants to do to try to get out of this jam. 3-1, ball four. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Fans of Flyboys are sponsored by NPAC. Experience the arts at NPAC, Northeast Tennessee's premier destination. And Joe Kinneberg steps in a big spot here early in the game. The Flyboys' lead right now is 9-3. The bases are loaded and nobody out. Pitch from LeDuc. In the air. Center field. Jordan's takes a bunch of steps back, makes the catch. The runners at second and third will both tag. The runner from third will score, and a sacrifice fly is not the worst thing at all for the Flyboys there. They get the first out of the inning, and it's 9-4. So 9-4 now. Leads become less safe. First and third, one away. First pitch from LeDuc. Outside, ball one. The 1-0 finds the zone, and it's a ball and a strike to Jonathan Holt, who's 1-for-1. He homered yesterday, and a home run would completely change the complexity of this game. In this spot, down by 5 with 2 runners on, 1 away in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Here's the pitch, runs inside, and it's 2-1. Holt from Notre Dame, where he plays his baseball. Originally from fouls that one away. Holt originally from Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. Another noted Notre Dame player, Troy Reeder, a catcher, Tampa, Florida. Yeah, this is Jonathan Holt. Now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here is the pitch from LeDuc. Popped up. Again into center field. This one's a little more routine for Micah Jordan. Still well deep enough to score the runner from third. He will trot home 2 away. Another run will score, and it's 9-5. So runner at first with 2 away, 9-5 in the 3rd inning. 9-5 was the final score a night ago. Collins back to first. And a wave and a miss on the tag by Dylan Jackson. One ball, no strikes. So two sack flies, definitely not the worst case for the Flyboys as they have the bases loaded, nobody out. Leduc, slide step, outside. Two balls, no strikes. As it is Austin Winkelbeck from Pittsburgh. Popped in the air and out of play. Leduc comes set. 2-1 pitch is in the air. Right field. Knight takes some steps back to his left, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Pulaski tries to make it interesting. They've scored 5 in the last 2. 9-5 after 3. Avery Ortiz will lead things off in the top of the fourth inning. A different game now after 9-1. Kowalski's struck with 5 in the last 2 innings. 9-5 our score. Here's the pitch to Ortiz, who had a sack fly in the first inning. And had a base hit in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-1 with a run scored and an RBI. 1-0. He's bunting, and the bunt goes right into the net behind the plate. Ball and two strikes. Ball and a strike, rather, to Avery Ortiz. The DH batting .229 on the year. His bat has become more consistent over the last 4 games after a struggle in his first 25 or so at-bats. Outside, called a strike. Ball and two strikes now to Avery Ortiz. Here is the pitch in the dirt. Good take there from Ortiz. 2-2 as the Flyboys will try to get some extra runs now on the board after 2 in the first, 7 in the second. Pulaski trying to chip away, and they've done just that. And now the Flyboys need to put the pedal to the metal, as they say. 2-2 into center field. That is the second base hit for Avery Ortiz as he just floats that one down in front of the center fielder Austin, and he's 2 for 2. He leads things off with a base hit. That's, I believe, nope, they went 1, 2, 3 in the third. It's the third out of the 4 innings the Flyboys have had a leadoff man on. Now it's Nick Arias, tripled in his last at-bat. 1 for 2 with an RBI and a run scored. Still Bradley on the mound. He kicks and fires to Arias right back at you and into center field. A base hit for Nick Arias, and it's first and second with nobody out after back-to-back singles. Arias is 2 for 3. Max Knight and Dylan Jackson. Max Knight steps to play. Dylan Jackson's on deck. The only two without a hit tonight. And Knight has reached base twice with a walk. Jackson is 0 for 2 with a sac fly. Excuse me, no sac fly for Dylan Jackson, but he grounded home Arias after his triple. Knight shows bunt, pulls it back, gets away. Both runners advance 90 feet. That single 93 miles per hour off the bat of Nick Arias. And Max Knight has a chance to drive in two with nobody out. Runners at second and third. Still Gavin Bradley on the mound, who came in a pitch after starter could only get through an inning in the third. 1-0 pitch to Max Knight. On the ground to first. The runners does not score. So Knight is out, and the runners don't advance. One away. It's second and third. As the runner, the corners were in there. So smart play from runner at third, Ortiz, to not break. Ortiz is at third. Arias at second. Here is the pitch to Dylan Jackson outside. Ball one. One oh. One ball and a strike now to Jackson. Bradley comes set. Runners at second and third with one away. Corners are in. Middle is back. Here's the pitch. Nice stop on a pick behind the plate by Cook. Saves a run. 2-1 count. And that one does get away from the catcher. Breaking for the plate is Ortiz, and he will score. And it's 10-5 Flyboys as they extend their lead. So now at third is Arias, the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Jackson on a pitch that was way outside. It would have been ball four. Three-two pitch. Jackson fouls it off. Stays alive.
Jackson at Ventura Junior College
Three balls, two strikes. Here is the pitch. Off speed, got Jackson swinging, and there's two away. Now it's Paul Taylor, who is 2 for 2 with an RBI and a triple. Triple and a single for Paul Taylor. And his average is now up to 200 on the year. That's a good sign for the Flyboys because he was reaching base all season. Leads the league in steals with 11. But his bat was not where he wanted it to be. He was still drawing walks. Actually got hit by pitch 4 times in 2 games against Tri-State. But now his bat's coming along. 1-0 to Paul Taylor. With Arias at third. Pitch outside, 2-0. Flyboys trying to go 9-5 to start of the year. Pulaski at 6-8 currently. First in the East versus last in the West. Reverse that, actually, as Paul Taylor pops that one up into shallow left field. In is the left fielder who overruns it. It drops. A run will score. He just overran the pop fly from Paul Taylor, and he will end up at second, and a run will score. It's 11-5. Oh, boy. That was a routine pop fly, and you could see that was the left fielder Labello, who didn't play last night, just kind of speed up at the very last second, and he just completely overran the baseball. That one gets away from the catcher, is inches at the plate. No one can find it, and it's in front of the mound. So going to third is Paul Taylor. As Inge lines this into left center field. That is down. A base hit. Now it gets by Labello again. And Inge will head to second as Taylor will score. And it's 12-5. Gets away from the shortstop. And now Inge is going to head to third. And the throw to third is cut off by the shortstop smartly, as that one might have head to the Flyboys dugout. And Inge gets all the way to third after a single and two errors. And another run will score. It is 11-5. Actually, make that 12-5, the Flyboys lead. Well, that is going to be 3 errors on 2 plays by the left fielder, Labello. A fielding error, another fielding error, and then a throwing error. So Inge is at third. Jordan back to the mound. Bradley tosses it over. Actually, he'll just take it himself, one unassisted. And they're thinking about bringing Jordan back to the plate if it was a foul ball. Instead, the inning will be over. 3 more runs for the Flyboys. It's 12-5. Catcher Cook will lead things off for the River Turtles. Now down 12-5 after three errors by the left fielder Lobello in a two-play span. Placed the 11th and 12th run of the game for the Flyboys. Wild pitch in an E7 and another E7. Scored all three runs in the last inning. As Cook takes a strike, it's 0-2. As a new pitcher, Jamie Robertson is on the mound for the Flyboys, replacing Leduc. Just misses the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes. One, two, outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two, two, misses high, 3-2. Nice job by the Flyboys offense, even though they got some help from the Pulaski defense to get three back after allowing five in the second and the third combined. One in the second, four in the third. Swing and a miss on a 3-2 pitch in the dirt. And Cook is down on strikes. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to Lobello, misses. One ball and no strikes, up and in. Robertson with a 3.68 ERA coming into the game. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Five in the bottom of the fourth inning. Popped up, shallow right field in as Max Knight to make the catch, and there's two away. So two away for the top of the lineup as it's Jordan Austin. One for two with a run scored. The first, actually 9-1-2. Three and four have all scored for Pulaski. And it's been the middle of the bottom that's really struggled. Ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch on the ground, heading to first and foul. One ball, one strike. Robertson comes set. Nobody on. Two away. Here's the pitch. And that's going to hit Austin and go to the backstop. We'll be at first with two down. So Noah Sewell now with a runner at first base and two away in the fourth inning. Robertson delivers, strike one. Turned into a beautiful night here in Pulaski, Virginia. Beautiful venue for baseball. So historic, this stadium, getting all the way back to World War I. Most recent minor league affiliate is missed inside the tool is the Yankees. Anthony Volpe got his career started here. Now shortstop And future superstar, a lot of people believe, for the New York Yankees. One ball, one strike. Robertson delivers, and it's a curveball that floats into the zone. A ball and two strikes now to Noah Sewell. Flyboys leading 12-5. Two runs in the first, seven in the second. 1-2-3, they went in the third, and then three more runs an inning ago. One ball, two strikes. Robertson set, kicks, fires to the plate. Tool thought about it, didn't go. Pitch missed up and away, and it's two balls, two strikes. Robertson comes set, fires home. Another off-speed missed high. Three balls, two strikes. Count is full. Runner will be in motion. He is not being held by Dylan Jackson at first base. Here is the pitch. It's in the air, left center field. Taylor won't get there. It's trouble and into the gap. The run will score from first. Tool is heading to third. The throw is cut off. Throw to third, not in time. A triple for Noah Tool, and it's 12-6. So 12-6 now the score. First pitch is strike one from Robertson to Austin Jaslov. Oh, one misses high, one ball, one strike. Both these offenses are hitting the ball well today. Swing and a miss. Strike two. We've seen now 18 runs in 4.5 full innings. 17 hits and 5 errors. So if you came to watch pitching and defense, you're at the wrong stadium. 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away. And that one, I don't think it was presented too well by Avery Collins, as that pitch was, I mean, yeah, pretty much middle. 2-2 on the ground to second, so it won't matter as Arias makes the throw to first and the side is retired. So after four, it's 12-6. Stick around. We've got more offense ahead. Top of the fifth inning here in Pulaski. 12-6, the Flyboys on top of the Turtles. First pitch. Outside. One out to Brody Johnston, who had a three-run home run in that seven-run second inning. And this is now his fourth plate appearance of the game as we begin the top of the fifth inning. Inside, three balls, no strikes. The Flyboys have had a leadoff runner in every run they've scored in this inning. As the new pitcher on the mound for Pulaski is Anthony Schatz. 3-0 is in for strike one. Schatz is from Lakeland, Florida, Tallahassee Community College in Florida. 6-1 lefty. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Johnston, a liner to left field. Labello makes the catch. And there's one away. That ball was smoked from Brody Johnston, but just unfortunately right at Labello. And everyone in the building held their breath as that one was headed to left field after three E7s an inning ago. 104 miles per hour off the bat of Brody Johnston. My goodness. Now it's Avery Ortiz. It's Avery Collins, the right-handed batter in this at-bat. Passed a dive. Great effort from Noah Tuhl. Avery Collins is on with his second base hit of the day. Swish hitter has a hit from the lefty box and now a hit from the righty box. And it's runner on with one away. And here's Avery Ortiz, who is 2-for-2 with two runs scored and an RBI. Ortiz takes a curveball in the zone. The ball's in a strike. The Oklahoma State middle infielder DHing tonight. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's no balls, two strikes. O-2, way up high. Ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes to Avery Ortiz. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, gets away. Collins stays put. Miles per hour on the sinker from the lefty and 67 miles per hour on his curveball. Collins at first, 2-2 with one away. Pitch to Ortiz. Got him looking. And there's two away. Number Now it's Nick Arias with two away and Collins at first. First pitch in there for a strike one to Arias. Arias is 2-for-3 today with a triple and RBI and has scored twice. Collins runs in the dirt and Avery Collins swipes second. And we've got a stoppage as Cook now gets hit below the belt. Third stolen base, though, for Avery Collins. As let's look around the league at some scores. Johnson City up on Bluefield 8-2. Kingsport up on Elizabethton 3-2. Burlington on top of Tri-State 5-2. Flyboys in first place in the Western Division. Bristol's in second. We'll see them back in Greenville tomorrow. Correction, we'll see Burlington back in Greenville tomorrow. Flyboys have a game and a half in the West over Johnson City, who currently has the lead over Bluefield. And they're going to looks like they're going to win that game. So they'll move to a game until the Flyboys close this one out. Collins at second, 1-1 count to Nick Arias. Here's the pitch. On the ground to third. Nice play over there to first, and the inning is over. Collins is stranded at second. 12-6 is our score as we head to the sixth inning. Back here is it's a ball and a strike to Alex Altman. Still on the mound is Jamie Robertson after an inning and an earned run. Popped up, routine left field. In is Paul Taylor. Does not overrun it. Makes the catch, one away. So one away for Joe Kinneberg. Pitch outside from Robertson, and it's a ball and no strikes. Jamie Robertson, 6'2" righty from Palos Verdes, California. Two balls, no strikes to Robertson. Some high ERAs on this Pulaski team and the guys that have pitched today is that's on the ground to third. Nice stop by Johnson over to first with a bullet, and there's two away. Redmond, who started, now has a 15.63 ERA as he went an inning and a third with six hits allowed and seven earned runs. Bradley, who came in after him, two innings, two-thirds, five hits, five runs, three of them earned, has a 17.36 ERA now. And short shots, who pitched last inning, has a 5.4 ERA in his Appalachian season. It is a lot harder to pitch in a ballpark like this than Tri-State compare it to. A lot more hitter-friendly here in Pulaski. Up high, one ball, one strike to Jonathan Holt, who is 1-for-1 today with a RBI. Pitch into right field. Back is Max Knight. Locates the wall on the track. Makes the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3 goes Pulaski in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sixth inning's up next. 12-6, Greenville leads. Top of the sixth inning, leading things off will be Max Knight. First pitch to Max Knight. Still shots on the mound. Knight takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Shots, kicks, and fires. Knight takes up and inside, and it's three balls, no strikes. He and Dylan Jackson still the only hitless Flyboys. 12 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Flyboys, 6 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for Pulaski. Pitch up and in, so a 4-pitch walk to start the inning. Max Knight is aboard. In all 3 innings the Flyboys have scored their runs, they've had a leadoff man on. And in the 2 they didn't, first man got out. So if the trends are correct, Max Knight's going to come around to score in this inning. Dylan Jackson at the plate is 0-for-3 with an RBI and a strikeout. He had a home run yesterday, his first of the year. First pitch, outside strike, 0-1. Takes a look at Knight, 0-1 pitch to Jackson, and it hits him. Knight will head to second, Jackson gets first, and 2 on with nobody out. And now it's Paul Taylor, who is 2-for-3. He reached last time on an error. Triple RBI and has scored twice. As after that error, he scored on the next play. It's a giant secondary for Max Knight as the pitch skips in. He was halfway to third base, but jogs back to second. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here is the pitch from Schatz to Paul Taylor. Nope, it's a pickoff to second. Nothing's doing, and it's still 1-0. Knight walked. Jackson was hit by pitch. First and second, nobody out. Here's the 1-0. Turned on to left field. Labello's back and makes the catch. And there's one away. Tyler Inge steps to the plate with runners at first and second. Tyler Inge is 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Inge pushes it to right field and foul. Both runners go. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt, and it'll be second and third with one away. So the infield comes in for the Turtles. With second and third, one away, is the pitch from Schatz to Tyler Inge. Up high, 2 balls and a strike.
Yeah.
Five Boys looking for their first series win since the beginning of the year against Elizabethton when they took two. On the ground to third. The runner is breaking for the plate. The throw to the plate is going to be in time without a slide. Knight will be tagged out. Inge will be safe at first. And moving to third will be Dylan Jackson. And here's Micah Jordan. Steps to the plate. Jordan is 1 for 3. Inge at first. 2 away, and Jackson's at third. 12-6 ball game here in the top of the sixth inning. Fly boys jumped out of the gates with 9 runs in the first 2 innings. Jordan takes outside. The 1-0, up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Brody Johnston waits on deck. Runner goes. Pitch is called a strike. And safe at second is Tyler Inge. Without a throw, 2 balls and a strike. 2 runners in scoring position now for Micah Jordan, who has 8 RBIs on the year. Two-one on its way. Swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Micah Jordan. Shots come set. Big pitch here. 2-2 in the dirt, and it's a full count. Three and two on its way to Jordan. Up high, ball 4, and the bases are loaded with 2 away for Brody Johnston, who has a 3-run home run already in this game and has a chance to do some more damage out of the leadoff spot with the bases loaded 2 away. Right guy at the plate. Bases loaded. 2 away. Here's the pitch. Up high. In the dirt, did it hit Johnston? It didn't. It'll be blocked, and a great block it was by Cook. And time will be called, and the pitching coach will go have a talk. Flyboy fans, June is National Men's Health Month. And men, if you're over 40 years old, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. It's a simple blood test, and it can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fansforthecure.org. So the mound visit is over. The bases are loaded, and it's a 2-0 count to Brody Johnston with two away. Jordan's at first. Inge is at second. And at third is Dylan Jackson, all without a hit in the inning. 2-0 pitch in the dirt. It's going to bounce off the catcher's mask, roll towards the dugout. Into score is Jackson. Both runners advance 90 feet. And it's 3-0 and 13-6 Flyboys. Pitch just bounced in front of the plate and right off the mask of the catcher Cook, who's had some great blocks in this game. Johnston fouls it off his leg, and it's a painful 3-0 swing. It's 3-1. On its way. Johnston out ahead again, fouls it away, and it's 3-2. Pitch, kick and delivery. Inside, ball four, and Johnston will walk, and the bases will be loaded once again. And now it's for Avery Collins. Flyboy fans, the Flyboys are sponsored by Unbound Digital. Contact them today for all your IT service needs and free consultation at unbounddigital.net or 423-467-7777. Bases loaded, two away. Avery Collins from the right-handed batter's box takes high for ball one. One oh to Collins, who has a hit from the left-handed batter's box and the right-handed batter's box, takes low, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Bases are juiced. Pitch to Collins up high, and it's 3-0. Shots on the mound. Bases loaded. Big spot for them to try to stay in the game, and it's another one way up high, and it's 14-6 as Inge will take the jog home, and that'll do it for shots on the mound. New pitcher coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Flyboys Radio Network. 13-6 Greenville's ahead of Pulaski. Two away as we're back. Ortiz is at the plate with the bases loaded. Takes up high. New pitcher on the mound is Parker Lewin, 6'1 righty from Minnesota. Plays in Minnesota. Popped up towards second. And that'll do it for the inning. The Flyboys score two with a bunch of base runners without getting a base hit in the top of the sixth inning. 14-6, we'll be right back. Bottom of the seventh inning, it's 14-6, the Flyboys lead. In the bottom of the sixth inning, first pitch, Jamie Robertson still on the mound, is fouled off of Winkle Blexfoot, who's 0-2 with an RBI. Offense has been electric here in Pulaski for the Flyboys. Scored 9 last night, 14 already today. Outscored Pulaski 23-11. Robertson finds the strike zone, and it's 0-2. Reaches, pokes it to short, and what a hop, and no chance. And now the throw gets away. And it's going to get into the dugout, and that was a very unnecessary throw from Tyler Inge. So an error will move him up to second. And runners there with nobody out. First pitch, 1-0. Check swing, he went around, said home plate umpire Jarvis. A ball and a strike. Runner at second. Robertson checks him. He thinks about breaking for third and then stops. That is going to be a foul ball. As that was a liner down the left field line. Off the bat of Cook. The 1-2 outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Misses apparently, and it's a full count, 3-2, as that was the outside part of the strike zone, definitely in there. We've seen a tight zone so far today by home plate umpire Jalen Jarvis. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Got him looking. Maybe a little bit of a makeup call possibly. Nope, it's just on the edge of the zone, according to the MLB track man, and one away. On the ground, up the middle. Inge has it, throw to first. Nice play, moving to his left from Tyler Inge, and there's two away. Runner gets to third. So with two away, it's the top of the lineup. It's Jordan Austin, who has scored twice. He's 1-for-3, 1-for-2 on the night, sorry. First pitch from Robertson to the lefty is up and away. Hit high in the air to right field. Max Knight is there. Robertson will escape the jam. 14-6 as we head to the seventh inning in Pulaski. Top of the seventh inning, 14-6, the Flyboys ahead of the River Turtles. as it is Nick Arias, and he chops this one over the head of the first baseman. A little Baltimore chop to begin the inning for Nick Arias, and he's at first with nobody out. Arias at first, nobody out. Pitch to Max Knight is going to be outside for ball one. One oh pitch to Max Knight. Swing and a miss. One outside. Still Lewin on the mound. Parker Lewin. Second inning he's pitched in. Got the last out. Two balls and a strike. At first is Arias. Max Knight's at the plate. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss from Knight. 2-2. Knight and Jackson, the only two without a hit in this game. And out of everyone that has a hit, there's only two that haven't had two hits, and that's Jordan and Johnston. A lot of multi-hit games tonight for the Flyboys, who've hit the ball, who have 13 hits and 14 runs, hit the ball well tonight, as well as last night and the day before. This is a nice little three-game streak the Flyboys are on, swinging the bats. They didn't hit the ball too poorly against Bristol in game one of that series. They just were trailing, much like Pulaski's been in this game from the get-go. Three-two pitch. Knight chases at a pitch and sends it into the night sky. Center field makes the catch. And there's one away. So now it's Dylan Jackson, the runner at first. He's the only one to not reach base at all in this game. As everyone's reached base, Knight and Jackson, the only one without a hit. Knight's walked, though, three times. Pitch in the dirt. And their pitchers have put Cook to work behind the plate in both of these first two games. Ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Lewin to Dylan Jackson. Way outside, 2-0. Gets away from Cook. Arias does not advance. He'll stay put. Three-o pitch. Outside ball four. So first and second. With one away. Five, So Paul Taylor steps in. Taylor's 2-for-4 with a triple, an RBI, and 2 runs scored on the day. He reached on an E7 as well. Pitch outside to Paul Taylor. On second is Arias. On first is Jackson, who has reached base for the first time tonight. So now everyone has reached base in this game. Finds the inside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Two, one is on his way. Curveball misses high. Three and one in the tight strike zone from Jalen Jarvis behind the plate continues. So that one caught a lot of the zone again. 3-1, first and second. The pitch finds the corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Count is full, first and second, one away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Taylor is down on strikes, and there's 2 away, and that brings up Tyler Inge, who is 2-for-4 with a pair of RBIs and a pair of runs scored. First pitch from Lewin. In there, strike one, Lewin. Throws that fastball at about 89 miles per hour. 89 there as well to Tyler Inge. A one. On the ground towards second, fielded cleanly to the shortstop covering the bag, and the inning is over. The Flyboys strand 2, 14-6, stretch time in Pulaski. Bottom of the seventh inning, it is Brock Toney on the mound to face Noah Tuhle, who's having himself a day. 2-for-3 with two RBIs and a triple and a run. Swing and a miss. Big hack from Noah Tuhle. Oh, 1. Oh, and 2. Toney from Kansas City, Missouri. Grand Canyon University. 0-2 outside. Ball and 2 strikes to Noah Tuhle. 2-3-4 due up for the Turtles. As after this, we'll catch the bus and head back to Greenville for a 2-game set back at home. Swing and a miss, and Tuhle's down on strikes. That 2-game set will be against Bluefield, who's 8-6, but they're down 9-4 in the ninth inning with two away, so they'll be 8-7 when they arrive in Greenville. Austin Jaslove swings and foul tips it into the mitt of Avery Collins. 92 miles per hour on the fastball of the right-handed arm of Brock Toney. Oh, 1 fouled away. Oh, and 2 pitch. 1-2. The 1-2 is fouled over the Flyboys dugout. One-two. Misses outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. Toney replaced Jamie Robertson, who went too strong, only giving up 2 hits and a run. LeDuc started giving up 5 hits and 5 runs, but he had 9 runs of support behind them at the time. Two-two. Swing and a miss. With the fastball, blows it by him at 92 miles per hour, and there's 2 away. The Flyboys have left 9 on base and are 5-for-18 with runners in scoring position. But still, 14 runs have came across the plate. 2 in the 1st, 7 in the 2nd. 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th. First pitch to Alex Altman is fouled away. Oh, 1. Right down the middle, 0-2, as Brock Toney looks to strike out the side in order. He gum set, kicks, fires, and he does just that. Phenomenal inning from Brock Toney, who strikes out the side. 1-2-3, Pulaski goes to the 8th inning. Greenville still up 14-6. Micah Jordan leads things off. First pitch to him is inside for ball one. Jordan, so far today, is 1-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout and a run scored. One oh, big swing and a miss from Jordan. Ball and a strike. Jordan swings and misses. He struggled on the pitches outside of the plate this year, something manager Jack Wilson and inning coach Joe Elias are really working on with the talented Micah Jordan. 1-2, swing and a miss on strikes. Down goes Jordan, and there's one away. Brody Johnston is 1-for-3, but has a 3-run home run, has also walked twice and scored twice. Johnston takes strike one. Oh, one. Pie, 1-1. Just missed outside. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Two-one. Fouled away. And it's 2-2. Two-two, fouled back. Two-two bounces in front of the plate, heads to the top of the net, and it's 3-2. Three, two. Behind on the fastball, and Johnston's down on strikes. Two strikeouts for Lewin here in his third inning of work. Two away. It is Avery Collins who's 2-for-4 with an RBI, a walk, and a run scored. Ball and no strikes to Avery Collins. The catcher, switch hitting, has had a hit in the left-handed batter's box and a hit in the right-hander's batter's box. He's back in the lefty box. Oh, one. Swing and a miss. So and two. Oh, 2. Got him looking. So the Flyboys now strike out in order in the top of the eighth. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 14-6. Brock Toney's still on the mound for the Flyboys, who are leading 14-6 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Toney struck out the side in order on 14 pitches, 11 strikes in the seventh, and the Flyboys went down with three strikeouts in the top of the eighth. First pitch is a strike, 0-1 to Kinderberg. Oh-1 fouled away. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Toney fires to the plate, froze him, and just misses, according to our home plate umpire tonight. 1-2. Slow roller to short. Here comes Inge. Fields it. Can't get the ball out of his glove, but just does fire it over to first in time. And now Jackson is hurt at first base. May have gotten clipped by the runner running by him. And Chris Lenker is going to come check on him. Manager Jack Wilson out of the dugout as well. Jackson seems to look okay over first base after being checked up on by Lenker. Chris Lenker, our trainer. He's done great work all season long for the Flyboys. Special shout out to him, our trainer, Chris Lenker. So Jackson's good at first. One away. And it's Jonathan Holt. First pitch, outside. Popped up in the air on the 1-0 pitch. Left field is Taylor under the ball, makes the catch. And there's two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. 5, want to remind you that the Greenville Flyboys are sponsored by Unbound Digital. Take your online presence to the next level. Contact us at unbounddigital.net or call 423-467-7777. That's 423-467-7777 for free consultation. Been a great showing through these two games. And going back to the final game of the series against Bristol from these Greenville Flyboys. Jack Wilson got to be happy with the performance on the field, especially at the plate. Last night and the day before was some good outings on the mound. Tonight it's been a little more shaky. The bullpen's done their job with Robertson and now it's Sony. First pitch was called a strike. Second pitch misses outside. A ball and a strike. Make sure to join us tomorrow back on the Pixelot streams on the MLB app or on the Appalachian website. Swing and a miss, 1-2. As the Flyboys will be back home. Game will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Got him looking, strike three, and the side is retired. Brock Toney with two dominant innings out of the pen. We head to the ninth inning. The Flyboys' lead is 8. Top of the ninth inning for the Flyboys, who are ahead 14-6. What a game it's been for this offense. After hitting three home runs in an inning yesterday and winning 9-5, they came with that same energy today. Two runs in the first, seven in the second, three in the fourth, two in the sixth. The key has been leadoff base runners, as every time the Flyboys have had a leadoff man on, they have scored at least one in an inning today. 14 runs, 13 hits, three errors. Pulaski, six runs, seven hits, three errors. First pitch to Avery Ortiz was low. Here is the second pitch, still doing on the mound. Finds the strike zone, one ball and one strike. Ortiz, the DH, is 2-for-4 with two runs scored, an RBI, and a strikeout. Average now up to 237 after starting the year. Three for his first 25. 1-1. Curve ball, doesn't break. Ends up and in near the head of Avery Ortiz. He backs out. Now steps back into the box. Two balls and a strike. Ten RBIs, eight walks, seven strikeouts as a team for the Greenville Flyboys. Ortiz takes high. Arias with his seventh RBI. Collins with his third RBI. Inge has two RBIs, 8 and 9. Jackson has his eighth. Johnston has 13th. 10 through 13th, I should say, with his three-run home run. Ortiz has his eighth, and Taylor has his 10th all tonight. Paul Taylor having a pretty good day at the plate. Ortiz skies it in the air into the night and out of the stadium. Foul. Counts full, 3-2. Lewin's thrown 39 pitches, 21 of them strikes, two in a third inning out of the pen. Four strikeouts. Three, two. Punched foul in off the hands. Three, two. Swing and a miss. Ortiz waves at what would have been ball four outside of the zone, and one away in the top of the ninth inning. Now it's Nick Arias, who chopped one over the first baseman's head his last time. He is 3-for-5 with an RBI and two runs scored. His average is now up to 375, leading the team, and leads the team in OPS now with a 926. Pitch, Arias takes strike one. No balls and a strike. Arias takes up high. One-one. That one finds the strike zone on the off-speed. A ball and two strikes to Nick Arias, Tucson, Arizona native. Two-two pitch, outside 3-2. Full count pitch, misses high, and it's a walk for Nick Arias. Been a long night and a long series at the ballpark for Pulaski, who've scored 11 runs, but unfortunately for them, the Flyboys have scored 23 total in this series. Misses high, and this is Max Knight's last crack at that big, short, hanging right field wall. The only lefty in the Flyboys lineup. Knight takes ball one. Two balls, no strikes to Max Knight, the right fielder. Might see him on the mound this weekend if you come out to Pioneer Park inside. Three balls, no strikes, one away. At first base is Nick Arias. He's reached now four times, make that five times tonight, Nick Arias has. Three for five with walks, actually, four times. It's getting late. Mine's already thinking about getting in the bus and going to sleep, as that's in the strike zone. Three balls and a strike to Max Knight, who's walked three times tonight and still does not have a hit. He's 0 for 2. Knight lines this into right field, and he has a hit tonight. And now it's up to Dylan Jackson, the last member of the Flyboys without a hit tonight, as he steps into the plate with runners at first and second. And one away. First pitch to Jackson is outside, 1-0. One oh from Lewin. Jackson pops it up out of play, and it's even at one apiece. One ball, one strike, 14-6 here in the top of the ninth inning. It's first and second with one away. Here is the pitch to Dylan Jackson outside, two balls and a strike. Lewin comes set, checks the runner, 2-1 pitch, fouled back by Dylan Jackson. The only member of the Flyboys without a base hit. After Max Knight's single, one hit for Johnston, the home run, two hits for Collins, two for Ortiz, three for Arias, one for Knight, two for Taylor, two for Inge, and one for Jordan. Two-two. Jackson into right field and foul. Two balls, two strikes, one away. One runners at first and second. Here's the pitch to Jackson on the ground to third. In and out of the glove of the third baseman. Finally is able to step on third to make out number two. So there's two away now. Jackson will be hitless on the day. Is the only Flyboy without a hit. And now it's Paul Taylor. He's 2 for 5. Taylor had a triple into center field in that second inning, and he batted twice in that inning. And that's when he had both of his hits. He also reached on an E7. First pitch. Misses low. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Two and oh. Taylor turns on one and crushes it. Left field and way out of here. Paul Taylor. His first home run of the year. His bat has come to life as of late. Another three-run shot for the Flyboys. And it is 17-6. Man, the Flyboys are going to be missing this stadium. Hopefully they can carry on home to Greenville after the bus ride here in the coming hours. 17 runs tonight. That is the second three-run home run of the game. And that was 405 feet. One out. Two balls, no strikes. Is Paul Taylor, how about it? He was batting below 100 when we ended the Tri-State Series, and he is now over 200 on the year as that misses inside to Tyler Inch. Everyone's getting a piece of the pie here in Pulaski for the Flyboys. Catches the inside corner of 3-0, and it's three balls and a strike to Tyler Inch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 9 players in this Flyboys lineup with a multi-hit game. Ball 4. And Micah Jordan has a hit on the day, so he's got a chance to make it 6 of 9. Paul Taylor with 3 hits. He has a triple, a home run, and a single. So just a double shy of the cycle. And he did get a 2-base error on an error by the left fielder. That was a routine pop-up that missed the left fielder, Labello, as he just overran it. Ended up being a 2-base, so almost a cycle for Paul Taylor. Jordan takes strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike. One. In there, 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the 1-2 to Jordan. Outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runs in 2 days. Two. Jordan fouls it away. Two. Jordan swings and misses. It didn't touch his bat. He's going to go all the way to first and be called out. And he was safe by a step, but they want to get us out of here, and I don't blame them. So after the top of the ninth inning, 17-6 is our score. Paul Taylor, three-run shot, 405 feet. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up in Pulaski. Connor Cook leads things off in the ninth inning with Carson Ull on the mound for the Flyboys. Carson Ull, last time he was on the hill for the Flyboys, he was a pitch away in an 0-2 count after two strikeouts with six pitches. So close to an immaculate inning. First pitch is in his zone for a strike to Connor Cook. What a series this has been for the Flyboys bat. 17 runs tonight after nine yesterday. They hit three home runs a day ago and have two more tonight. And it's 0-2 to Connor Cook. He'll take time. Oh, 2 from Carson Ull. Fouled away. Home runs from Brody Johnston, the three-run shot, and then another three-run shot in the ninth by Paul Taylor, who has a triple and a single. Fouled away, and Cook will stay alive. Flyboys will move to 9-5 and have a game and a half over the Johnson City Doughboys, as they're 8-7. And down on strikes looking is Connor Cook. And there's one away. First pitch in the strike zone to Lobello. Lobello had a rough night out in left field. On two plays, in a two-play span, he had three errors. Two fielding, one throwing. He hits this on the ground, a diving stop at third, and in and out of the glove of Brody Johnson on the transfer. So an error on Brody Johnson. That's the fourth error of the game for the Flyboys. Troy Reeder from Notre Dame is going to pinch hit here for Jordan Austin. First pitch, and he crushes this one to left field. Back is Taylor to make the catch. And now they're going to have a runner caught as he forgot how many outs there were, or he thought that was a no-doubt home run, and that is how this game will end. So a double play on a hit that was about a few feet shy of a two-run home run. The Flyboys win, and that's been the kind of series it's been for Pulaski, but Flyboys take this one and take the series with a sweep 17-6. Make sure to join us tomorrow back in Greenville at Pioneer Park against Bluefield. Flyboys moved to 9-5 and a game and a half over the second place Johnson City Doughboys. Flyboys take the series 2-0. A great series for the Bats here at Pulaski. I've been Max Gershon again. Make sure to join us tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, back in Greenville.